No, we're just moving forward with the getting the two individuals served. So they're out with the sheriff's office in Davis County and Weber County.
Okay. Legislation.
No updates.
Okay. Are there any citizens that would like to make comment today? All right, let's move on to review the cash summary. There, for the record, I got an email from Carrie, we probably all did, stating that there's no invoice register or disbursement listing to review today. And I would assume no reimbursement register as well, because I don't see one. So it's just the cash summary
and
the accounts receivable.
Make a motion to accept the cash summary dated as of 10/11/2024 in the accounts receivable. It appears there's four things on that list.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the cash summary dated 10/11/2024 and also the accounts receivable report. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so no invoice register or disbursement listing. Any purchase requests to review today?
Just in the correspondence, there's the ad.
So let's move into correspondence.
As correspondence, I guess we did receive that list of names with concerns. Just to note it, that we received it as correspondence. I don't know what else to do with it. It was at least informally in the form of a
petition
or some form similar to that. Received it.
Been aware of concerns.
I imagine all of us have had different communications from different folks in the community relating to the ordinance and or the sheriff's office.
All right, how about calendar review? We do have the public meeting tonight at 7 for the purpose of public comment for the proposed ordinance related to a curfew. BOE starting at 1 o'clock. It looks like maybe the one at 1 o'clock was canceled. Need to check with the auditor on that. It might not be until 2, but I'm not sure looking at this calendar. It says that one BOE hearing with Stephen Roman has been canceled. I think that was the one starting at 1, according to what I can see on the calendar. So we'll verify that time. Any other calendar? Next week, on Tuesday, we'll start our budget meetings.
There is a CLG meetings on the 17th over in Lyman. Anybody would like to attend that? I could not be able to with the current hunts going on. Did we have a Wednesday, something coming up on a Wednesday? The timesheets are now.
Yeah, today. Timesheets are today, right? The 17th is also the concert at the high school at 7?
Is that
6?
That's where I got confused. That's the one that was 6.
That was the 6.
They're doing a 2:30 concert for the school kid, all of the school kids, but anybody's welcome to go, and then they'll do a second one at 6 p.m.
Is that at the high school?
It's at the high school, also in the gym.
Both of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, confirmed all of that with the Red Feather Quartet and Camille yesterday.
Okay.
It's all a go.
And that's through Excellence in the Community as well?
It is. That one's through, they're actually putting that concert on separate from Utah Arts and Museum. They're just doing it through their own, down their own 501(c).
Okay.
They're coming up tomorrow, on Thursday.
And there's a flyer going around?
There's a flyer. It's been posted all over. We've had some response. I think it'll be... This time of year, we're hoping for about 150 people. Okay. They're a good band. Been around a long time.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. That'll be good. Randy, anything else from you for calendar or correspondence? Okay. Why don't we take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll jump into policy and legislation. So we'll be back in at about 10:30.